Now, launching into checkbooks with the Charles Dickens bicentenary might sound confusing, but here's a question for you. What is the connection between the great 19th century English novelist and the best-loved Czech literary anti-hero? The answer is, surprisingly enough, that without Dickens, we quite possibly wouldn't have Švejk at all. David Vaughan looks at this and some other Czech links with Dickens in this week's Checkbooks.
Czechs have been reading Dickens for over 170 years, going back to a time when the novelist himself was still in his 20s. For many Czechs, the most famous Dickens characters, Pip, Mr. Micawber, Miss Havisham or Mr. Pickwick, are old friends. But at a political level, the history of Dickens in the Czech-speaking world has been more than a little complicated, defined by the many twists and turns of Czech history. Zdeněk Beran from Prague's Charles University has devoted many years to studying the 19th century English novel. I met him in the somewhat Dickensian environment of his cramped, book-filled office overlooking Prague's old Jewish cemetery, and he began our conversation by telling me about the very first Czech Dickens translation, from a time when most translations of English literature in Prague were appearing in German.
In 1840, the first Czech translation of a Dickens sketch appears in Czech, right? And it was made by Jakub Malý, who was, at that time, was a young translator and who later became a translator, one of the relevant translators of that time of the work of William Shakespeare. So it's sure that his command of English was very good.
And so he was translating directly from the English and not through the German, as some other translators were.
Exactly. It was quite exceptional to translate directly from English. And he translated a sketch called Criminal Courts from the sketches by Boz. And it's very interesting that it's a good translation. And what is also interesting about this is that because it's about criminal courts, he had to invent many Czech terms because the official language here was German.
And so there was no Czech vocabulary for court terminology?
Absolutely. No words for jury, for instance. And so he had to invent these. And he did it very well. So it was his translation in 1840 in his own magazine called Denice, which is something like Daystar or Morning Star. And the first novel translated by Dickens came also in the 1840s, and it was Oliver Twist. Again, a very good translation by a person whose name was Moritz Fialka. Then we have a few more sketches, more or less adaptations translated from German. And this situation actually ends in 1848, which is interesting. Because
it was a revolutionary year in many parts of Europe.
Exactly. And the political situation, I mean, here in Prague was very controversial and many, many people were imprisoned. And for several decades, no Czech translation of Dickens appeared. And I asked myself, why is it so?
So in the years after 1848, Dickens just disappeared in the Czech lands.
Yes, I mean, in the Czech language, he disappeared almost completely. There is no Dickens in the 1850s to speak about, no Dickens in the 1860s even. His name is mentioned in these years by several Czech writers, for instance. And it's very interesting that it's Dickens the humorist that is mentioned. Božena Němcová, one of the great figures of the early period of independent Czech literature, recommends the Pickwick Papers to her son. People knew about Dickens, and Dickens was simply very much in favor of them. But the question is why he disappeared. And I think that it was simply because he was a controversial person.
It's interesting because obviously after 1848, there was the introduction of absolutist rule, and there was a considerable degree of suppression of freedoms and of national freedoms in what's now the Czech Republic and the Czech language. But it didn't last that long, did it? I mean, by around about 1860, the Habsburg monarchy was already beginning to become much more open and tolerant again, wasn't it?
Exactly. There are two answers, actually. Either there was some pressure not to publish Dickens in Czech because simply the Czech people should not be reminded of the freedom that he preached in his work, of the humanity, actually, and of the oppressive character of state institutions. And second, and this is what I really don't know for sure, but definitely there are many, many books by Dickens available here in the German translation. So perhaps this supplied the need of Dickens for the Czech-speaking intelligentsia, because the intelligentsia, even the Czech-speaking intelligentsia, of course, was also a German-speaking community. The fact is that in the year of Dickens's death, which is 1870, Jan Neruda, one of the greatest poets of that time, regretted that we had had no translation of Dickens so far, which is not entirely true. We had Oliver Twist, but no other novel by Dickens.
And there is something in common, isn't there, between Jan and Neruda and Dickens? They're both writing about, predominantly about life in the first half of the 19th century. They both have this way of creating character and also of saying quite serious things through humour.
Yes, yes, very much so. And both of them knew the life in a city. So they were very modern in mapping a city life, actually. And, you know, this is a very interesting remark, actually, because in the 20th century, in the post-war years, and immediately before the communist coup, actually, a text by Dickens that was published in these years was The Chimes, one of his Christmas tales. And this publication, one of the last publications of a private publisher, was accompanied by a preface by the translator. And he compared Dickens to Neruda, exactly. He found that there is affinity between these two writers.
You talk about how the Habsburgs didn't like Dickens, and yet he's not an overtly political writer. He's very critical of institutions, but it's nearly always at a moral level rather than a political level, isn't it? Also, of course, there's very little in his novels that deals with the national questions or the language questions that you see in Central Europe at the time, simply because Dickens was in a completely different context.
Consider this. The only novel published in the 1840s was Oliver Twist. And actually what this book says is that the conditions in a public institution like a workhouse are, from the point of view of a person's development, especially emotional development, are not much different from the conditions which you have among criminals. And Oliver actually finds more love among criminals, because there's Nancy there, than in a public institution. And I think this was very undesirable, you know, picture of society, oppressive picture of society, you know, so perhaps this is one of the reasons. There is an interesting parallel between this time we are talking about, which means between the late 1840s and the whole period of communism in Czechoslovakia. One of his novels was published in the early 50s and never reprinted after this, and it was The Tale of Two Cities. The book is about the French Revolution, and the picture of the French Revolution is not a favorable picture. The book is about how a new regime can be cruel, especially to those classes of people that are simply bad classes. You know, a lot of people experienced, I mean, in the 50s, but even in the following decades, experienced oppression due to their origin. Simply people coming not from working class families had more problems in getting to university, for instance, and so on. And there's a very cruel scene, actually, in this novel when a member of French aristocracy is actually persecuted just because he's a member of aristocratic family. So I think that this was one of the major reasons why this novel, even though by a writer who was considered a great classic of English literature, was never again republished during the communist era.
And that's interesting, because other Dickens novels, in fact, were published and were retranslated, weren't they, in the course of the communist era. But obviously this book was just a little bit too close to the bone, The Tale of Two Cities.
Yes, yes, yes. I think so. I really genuinely think so.
We haven't talked at all about the period of the First Republic between 1918, when Czechoslovakia came into being, and the Second World War. But in fact, Dickens was very influential to that generation of Czech writers as well, wasn't he?
Yes, I absolutely agree. What is perhaps the most interesting moment about this is that Jaroslav Hašek, the author of The Good Soldier Schwake, was inspired by one of the characters of Charles Dickens and is the unforgettable Sam Weller from the Pickwick Papers. Indeed, and it's sure that he modelled his Good Soldier Schwake on this character. And even the conversation strategies, I would say, are taken from the character of Sam Weller. And a friend of Hašek, František Langer, who was a playwright, adapted the Pickwick Papers for stage, and he remembered that Hašek liked the novel, and he also recalled in one of his essays he wrote on this how he himself admired the Pickwick Papers. He even claimed that he had read the book each year, and he turned it into drama, which is an immensely difficult job, because actually the book is too lengthy. The story is too rambling, I would say. So he took the main storyline, and actually he made a play about two values, which I think are typical Dickensian values, about love and all the dangers connected with love, and about friendship, and how friendship can save man from the pitfalls of love. Actually, so it's wonderful. And the play was staged here in 1930 and was not successful, actually. I don't know why, but it was produced in Sweden, and if I'm not mistaken, in Norway as well, and met with immense success there. So it's hard to understand, but it's so.
And finally, today, Dickens is well known in the Czech Republic, but predominantly through film adaptations of his novels. Do people in this country today read Dickens?
I think so. There are not many new translations of Dickens, actually. As far as I know, only minor pieces such as The Christmas Carol were translated a few years ago, and there are no new translations of his novels, with the exception of one. And I think that this translation was very, very good, and the reception of this book was very, very good as well. And it was Dickens' last unfinished novel, The Mystery of Edwin Drood. And, you know, it's a really like a kind of mystery story. And there were attempts to finish this book by many people, because there's a great mystery about the disappearance of the hero in the novel. And this was immensely well received here.
Zdeněk Beran, thank you very much indeed for talking to Radio Prague about Charles Dickens and the fascinating history of his reception here in the Czech Republic, or in the Czech-speaking world. Thank you.
Thank you very much for inviting me to this.